Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Words convey powerful images, and once an image is fixed in your mind, it's difficult to attach a different picture or meaning to it. Take, for example, the word helper. Say a painter's helper. The helper carries the bags, lays out the paints, cleans the brushes, and does the dirty work. Okay, a good helper may even do some preliminary sketches for an artist, but let's face it, the helper is an inferior. Okay, both may be artists, but there is a pecking order, and it is the artist who puts the finishing touches on any palette and signs his name in the corner claiming ownership. Never let it be thought that the helper is an equal. That's exactly the mental image you get when you read Genesis 2 and discover that Eve was a helper suitable for him, meaning Adam. Okay, it looks like Adam is the boss and Eve is the, yes, helper. And that has been the mentality of men for centuries, described today as male chauvinism. Want to get married in Papua New Guinea? You can buy your bride. The cost? 15 to 20 pigs. It's still done in the tribal areas where women are still considered chattel. And what does the woman do in that culture? Three responsibilities: work the garden, do the cooking and cleaning, and have children, which of course means she's available on demand. But is this what Moses intended us to know of God's purpose for Eve? May I be so bold as to say, no way, not in the least. Okay, you may be saying, you just knocked down centuries of tradition, so tell us what it really means. First, notice with me that God didn't make man. Take a look at him and say, well, I think I can do better than that, making woman on the second try. He made man, saw his loneliness, and saw that something was missing, something tremendously important. Someone to whom he could relate, who understood him, would love him and care for him. From flesh and bone taken from Adam, God built a woman, which incidentally is a literal translation of what Moses wrote. Remember, she is of the same substance as Adam, neither better nor inferior. Now, if you would, please remember that God is repeatedly called man's helper, which is a position of honor, not weakness. It is the image of a father helping his son across a difficult ravine, a mother helping her child learn his letters. God certainly is not on man's level, and man isn't equal to God, though some think they really are. As Katharina Pinner says, the issue is not in status and strength, endurance, or preparedness for the difficulties of life, but in the fact that a human needs help and that God wants to fulfill that need. Adam recognized Eve as an equal, as part of himself, one who stood alongside him, who would walk hand in hand with him, not as an inferior, a servant to do his bidding. Forget about the notion that helpers are inferiors, way down on the social scale. God's intention was that this woman whom he created was to complete the male, and he in turn would cherish her, honor her, and love her with all his heart. Together, they would meet each other's needs, being one flesh. Marriage is a living relationship, not simply an agreement two people make signing a paper called a marriage license, but it's a covenant, a commitment. It is this that keeps our world sane and safe. Closing thought, friend. Marriage is not simply an agreement two people make, easily broken, but a covenant with strong penalties when it is disregarded and consequences that go far beyond the implications of a piece of paper called a divorce or an annulment. It's a relationship God intended to last as long as you both live. You can download or print out what you've just heard at www.guidelines.org. Click on the date for today.